I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The attacks on President Donald Trump, his character, his accomplishments, and his lifestyle continue unabated. And here's a small future prediction. His detractors will never let up. Never. Now think about it for a moment. If the modern-day revisionists can besmirch the memories of our founding fathers and tear down their statues and anything that signifies that they ever existed, what would make one think that the most hated president in modern history wouldn't be shown the same vitriol and many times over? John Bolton, a man who has worked for several administrations in varying capacities, has always blasted the president he worked for after he left their administration. Why anyone would hire him again is an unanswered but very good question. He claimed that President Trump discussed using martial law. Trump denies it, and no one else can back up Bolton's claim. The president did remind the world that Bolton had suggested we treat North Korea just as we did Libya. In other words, go in, bomb them, and make sure their leader was killed by a mob. One writer for the left-wing rag, The Atlantic, picked up on Bolton's remarks, and the rumor began that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had recently suggested that President Trump declare martial law and deploy the military to rerun the election. The writer attributes this to Donald Trump losing his mind. He explains that the president has a personality disorder, that he is emotionally and mentally unstable, and has sociopathic tendencies. By the way, the writer is not a psychotherapist, but people have been making those claims for quite some time, all due to the fact that he's garrulous and has a gregarious personality. Again, as far as we know, he has never sat for a psychological evaluation, but there are many people who feel qualified to diagnose him anyway. Even the 700 Club's Pat Robertson joined in to declare Trump erratic and said it's time for him to move on from the election. By the way, after the election was called for Joe Biden, Robertson publicly stated, quote, "It isn't over yet," end of quote. Now he's joining the gaggle of amateur psychologists. No one in the media or Democrat Party declared Hillary Clinton was erratic or accused her of losing her mind when she harped incessantly for 4 years that Trump was an illegitimate president. No one accused any of the Democrats of being spoiled sports when they refused to attend President Trump's inauguration. It was said of those who would not attend that they were standing up for their principles. But when rumors began that President Trump might not attend Biden's inauguration, he was derided for being a small man. Many Democrats said they would never take a coronavirus vaccine if Trump said it was safe or if it was produced under the Trump administration. Now, Biden and all the other Democrats are trying to encourage people to get the vaccine, and they're even stepping up to the plate to be first. They've tried to have it both ways. To be fair, Joe Biden did credit the Trump administration with Operation Warp Speed. Now, Biden and his administration are going to have to put all the pieces of hope they shattered back together, and that includes a thriving economy and historically low unemployment numbers. But as for Donald Trump, they'll continue to vilify him till the day he dies, and that won't be enough. The history books the left produces for our future generations will talk about how crazy he was. They'll focus on his foibles and his bigger-than-life personality. What they won't focus on was the real sense of hope he brought to people who consider themselves to be true Americans. They won't focus on the historic deals he forged between Israel and some of her historic adversaries. They won't focus on how he put America first and how he sought to make America great again. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.